Okay. Tonight is Monday night, October 27th, Monday the 27th, or fourth day of the Mar Cheshvan. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Mayit Katan, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph.
Hey, Rabotai.
Homework.
Okay, we're about two-thirds of the way down in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Where the Gemara is going to pick up some of the discussion that we had last week in terms of its Havamina and Maskana, and at the same time try to resolve another Machloikis along those lines. So if you have it, it's about two-thirds of the way down. Itmar, Hachoresh B'Shvias. Hachoresh B'Shvias. Everybody have the place? If you plow during the Shemitah year. If you plow during the Shemitah year. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rav Elazar. There is a machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Omar Lokeh. V'chad omar eino loke. One is of the opinion that you get malchus for plowing during the Shemitah year, and the other one is of the opinion that you don't get malchus for plowing during the Shemitah year. So, if I were to ask you, before we look at the Gemara, tell me what you think should be the halacha and why. Should you get malchus? Should you not get malchus? Based on what we've learned many times, what would you think is the determining factor to suggest whether you get malchus or you don't get malchus?
Whether it is ma'aseh.
What?
Whether it is ma'aseh.
Before that, yes?
Lav.
Yeah. What?
Lav.
Where there's a lav. You need a lav in order to get malchus. So, if there would be a lav which would say during the year of Shemitah, that you are not permitted to plow, there'd be no discussion in the Gemara. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry would be able to know. You open up a pasuk in the Chumash, and it would say, Sadcha lo tachrosh. End of discussion. The problem is, no such pasuk exists. There is no law in the Torah that prohibits Harisha specifically during Shemitah. It's only mentioned as an aseh. Becharish ubakotzir tishbos. You are to rest from plowing and harvesting. So there is an asay, but there is no lav whatsoever. Hence, there is a possibility that we might give malchus, but we're going to have to arrive at it at a different from a different angle, and that different angle is subject to debate. So if there had been a lav, there'd be no machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. It's a lav, it's a lav sheesh b'masa, and you get malchus. End of discussion. But there is no lav in the Torah. So the question will be, can we use one of the yud gimel mido shahatorah nidrash esbohen to somehow generate the possibility that you would get malchus for harisha during Shemitah? So the Gemara is going to suggest, Lema, let us suggest, bid the Rabbi Ovin, Omer Rabbi Ilah Kamiflagi, that the debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar revolves around whether or not you accept Rabbi Ovin in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Ilah. The Omer Rabbi Ovin, Omer Rabbi Ilah, Kol Makom Shine'emar, Klal Ba'aseh, Uprat Belota Aseh, Ein donin oso bichlal upratu klal. So, in order to appreciate what's happening here, and there's a machloikis between Rashi and the Rabbi Chananel, what is exactly happening here, please take the handout and we'll take a look at the psukim. Normally, a klal prat uklal is found in the very same pasuk, where the Torah talks about something, whatever the halacha is, and phrases it, A, number one, in a general way, two, in a specific way, and three, in a general way. And it's found in the same pasuk. That's when you have the possibility of a klal prat uklal. So here is an illustration. I should have photostat another one with a clear illustration.
Chumash right outside.
What? Okay. Yeah.
I was going to ask about Kairi to spit it out. That's
right. Where did he go? There's one right here on the left.
So there is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, for example. Which yes. Which is talking about the halacha of a Shomer Chinam. I give you something to watch. Okay? I come back to claim it, and you, the Shomer, claims it was stolen. It was stolen. So the Torah says, V'nikrav balabayis el Elohim. So now we have to come to Bezdin. If we find the Ganav, it's an open and shut case. The Ganav is guilty. He pays kefel to the owner of that particular item. But if Imlo means the Ganav, so now you come to Bezdin. Imlo shalach yado bimeleches reyeu. The Shomer has to swear that he did not use the item while he was asked to watch it. He has to swear. He has to take two shvuot midoraisa. One, shelo pashati, I was not negligent. Yes, it was stolen, but it's not that I left the door open. And number two, shelo shalachti yad b'malach Israel. If you used it at all, that makes you a ganav. And you're going to pay no matter what. Because the halacha is that a shoel, somebody who borrows, uses something, shelo midas, is a gazlan. He's a ganav. So he's going to have to pay. So he has to take a shvua that what? Shelo shalachti bayad. Now the Torah, in the next pasuk, it's Perek Chavbez, pasuk Ches, will tell us on what types of items this scenario can take place. Al kol dvar pesha, on anything for which a claim is made. Anything. But then the Torah enumerates. Al shor, al chamor, al se, al salma, al kol aveda, on anything that seems to be lost. So you have a klal, pratim, and a klal. Klal, pratim, and a klal. So when you have such a phrase, you now handle the pasuk, you handle, why does the Torah give rules and specifics? So we are told, in Rabbi Shmuel, Oimer, one of the shloshim, Iatadan elokeina prat. You are allowed to include more things than the Torah actually states. The Torah states a seh, a chamor, a salma. You can use more things. But they all have to have the same quality as what? As the prat. So the klal comes to include 50 things, but they have to have common features to what? To the So, for example, it has to be something which is metaltalin. It's got to be something movable. It can't be something which is mechuba lekarka. And so on and so forth. There are rules and regulations to determine what commonality we're looking for. But it's in one pasuk, and it's phrased entirely in the same way. What is al-kol dvar? Very nice. However, in our debate, Now we're going to look at our psukim. There is something irregular about the formulation of this klal pratu klal, and that's the way Rashi learns. It's a klal pratu klal. Namely, in a klal pratu klal has to have a standardized format. Either it's all subsumed under a lav, or it's all subsumed under a mitzvah saseh. Either all subsumed under a lav, or all subsumed under an assay. So by the case of Shomer, it's all in the case of the lav. Im lo sholach yado b'meleches mareyu. What was he not sholeach yadin? Al kol devar pesha. Al salma, al seh, al salma, al chamor. So it's all based on a lav. Our pasuk, now we take our pasuk in Vayikra 25. Here is the Ubashana Hashvi'it, Shabbat, Shabbaton Yiyeh La'aretz, Shabbat Lashem. That is an Aseh. And that's the klal. Shnat, Shabbaton Yiyeh La'aretz. A year of total rest. If that were the only pasuk in the Chumash concerning Shemitah, you would not be permitted to do any Meleches Adama whatsoever. Because it says Shnat Shabbaton. A year, Shabbat Shabbaton, complete rest. But the Torah now starts to itemize. It's not all melechas adama. Sodcha lo tizra, v'karmecha lo tizmor. So this is the prat. It mentions what? Planting and pruning. And the next pasuk, Eitzviach kitzircha lo tiksor, in another prat is that it mentions a harvesting. Very nice. Then the next pasuk reads, "V'haita Shabbat Haaretz lochem lochem." This year shall be what? This Shabbat Haaretz, complete cessation. That's a klal. Says Rabbi Ovin in the name of Rabbi Elah. If you have a klal uprat uklal that is formulated partially as a mitzvah saseh, partially as a mitzvah lo ta'aseh, this is not available for you as a klal prat uklal. It's not available for you as a klal prat uklal. So if it's not available as a klal prat uklal, what would have been the klal prat uklal? What would be the klal prat uklal? The Torah says, Shabbat Shabbaton, cessation of total work. Now comes two illustrations. What are those illustrations? Kitzira and Zoreya, not permitted to plant, not permitted to plant. So what could I do, as the Gemara will say? I could say, the klal comes to include other things. What are the other things? Other things which are similar to what? Kotzer and Zoreya. Namely, other melechet adama. And I would say choresh is included as well. Because it shares a feature with those, with the pratim that are listed. What feature does it share? That they are typically melechet adama. That in order to harvest, what do you normally have to do also? You have to plow. So you have to plant. You have to plow. So then, by virtue of the klal pratu klal, I would say that you get malchus for charisha. You get malchus for charisha. Why? Because there is malchus for zoreya. It says sodcha lo tizra. The klal is marbe other activities besides the prat. And those other activities are included as long as they are ke'ein haprat. That's if you recognize the legitimacy of this klal uprat uklal. But if you believe that a klal uprat uklal, which is composed of a combination of an aseh plus a lo ta'aseh, that doesn't operate with the halakas of klal uprat uklal, and as a result, you're left with only klal and prat. And what's the halacha of a klal uprat? Iyatodon elokeina prat. then the cloud does not come to include anything, but it is restricted only to what? To the illustrations that are designated in the prat. What are the illustrations designated in the prat? Kotzer and Zoraya. Hence, for Choresh there'd be no Malkus. So if you, now, this is the opinion of Rabbi Ovin in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, suggests the Gemara that the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar as to whether you get Malkus or not for Harisha depends if you buy in to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Ovin in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. If you do buy in to Rabbi Ovin and Rabbi Yehuda, you will hold you don't get Malkus, because it's not available to be darshened as a klal prat or klal. Hence, it's only to be darshened as a klal or prat. As a result, under those circumstances, I claim that you only get Malkus for that which is written here in the text. If you disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, then you can be of the opinion that despite the fact that this klal or prat or klal is phrased as a combination of an asay plus a lo taseh, that does not preclude me from darshaning it as a typical klal prat or klal. In which case, I will now come to the conclusion that you get Malkus for Harisha. Let's read it inside. Let's read it inside. The Amar Rabbeinu, kol makom shenema klal ba'asay uprat b'lo ta'asay, ein donin osol b'chlal uprat uklal. Man de Amar loke, lesle de Rab Ovin. The one who holds that you get Malkus obviously rejects Rabbi Ovin and claims you can darshan a klal prat uklal even though it's a mixture of asay and lo ta'asay. Uman de Amar eno loke, Islay the Rabbi Ovin is of the opinion that Rabbi Ovin is correct, and as a result, under those circumstances, you cannot administer Malkus because this particular limud is not available for a klal prat uklal. But what's the rationale? I have no idea. That's what he says.
What does this have to do with the avos and things that we did last time?
Nothing.
Why not?
What?
Why isn't there a discussion of Harisha being an Av or a Tola? Like a Tola?
Because it's in the Torah. It says, Becharisha Bakotzir Tishpots. So almost everybody will say, it's not in this Parsha, it's in Parsha's Mishpatim. Everybody will, and in Kisisa. Everybody will say that if it's written in the text, it has the status of an Av. And the previous debate is other Toladot. But an Av will work.
So this Av is lacking a mention in the law.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a law. It's an Av fashioned only as an asay, only in his asay. The Rabbeinu Chananel has a slightly different version of the Gemara, and he claims that the discussion at hand of Rabbi Elah and Rabbi Ovin is not about a klal prat uklal, because there is another rule that precludes this entire discussion from ever even being considered as a klal prat uklal. And that is that the second klal and the prat are miruchak zemizeh. Miruchak. Maza miruchak?
Far.
Distance. Exact. Far. The only time that you can use a klal prat uklal, according to the Rabbeinu Chanan, is that if it's in the same pasuk. So that was the illustration I gave you in Parshas Mishpatim, where it said, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Al Shor, Al Chamor, Al Seh, Al Salma, Al Kol Aveda. But in relationship to something that is in multiple psukim, the rule of Klal Upratu Klal is simply not available. So there is no discussion between Rabbi Ovin and Rabbi Elah, whether or not a klal prat uklal can be comprised of an asay and a lo taseh. That's not the discussion. What is the discussion about a klal prat? Can you have a klal and prat recorded in the same pasuk if one of them happens to be what? An asay and one is a lo tasa. Because the first klal and prat are in the same pasuk. In pasuk dalet, ubashana hashviyit shabbat shabbaton yel aretz. That's the klal. Next, sodcha lo tizra v'karmecha lo tizmar. That's in the same pasuk. So it is available if you were to use combinations of aseh and lo tasa. This particular drash would be available as a klal or prat. So Rabbi Ovid, the name of Rabbi Elah, says no. It's not even available as a klal uprat. Why is it not available as a klal uprat? Based on the fact that what? One's an asay and one is a lotas.
What can you add if it's a klal uprat?
Then it becomes a klal, if it's klal uprat. Iatadon elo ke'ena prat.
So then the whole.
Then it's far more limited than the whole Gemara which we discussed last week, where there are other activities to be included. No.
But the whole Gemara gets reversed now.
That's correct.
He said a really different girsa.
100%. He doesn't read the word klal uprat uklal.
Right. He must be. But then it has mandamar loke isle Rabbi Ovid.
That's correct. 100%. Manda omaloke. No. It's no. Just the opposite.
No, because we just said if it's a klal uprat, you can't expand it.
That's why he holds. Right. So if you hold to the klal uprat, you can't expand it.
Right. And
so therefore, you would not get malchus.
But if you hold, but even
if you don't hold of Rabbi Elah, then it's available as a klal uprat.
We said a klal uprat doesn't allow you to expand it anyway.
Correct.
So how do you ever get malchus according to anyone?
No. What do you mean?
How do you get malchus if a klal?
If this is not a klal or prat klal, there is no. If there's not a prat and klal, there's no drash here that this is elokein a prat. So I can use something else. I have not been. I'll use something else. I am not precluded based on the halach of klal or prat to limit it only to what's written in the prat. So there are other avenues available for me to say that Harisha is to be included. But if I hold what? That this is a klal uprat, then the only thing that I will get malchus is the... you can't add anything. What are you limited to? Only these things.
Does the Gemara tell us what the other limud is, according to Rabbi Nachman?
No, it does not. The Gemara does not. It's assuming, sod chaloi, things like that. The drash that we had last week. What did we learn from Sot Chaloi? All melachos adama. Remember, we're going to read half. We're going to read half of it again.
Kol melach shabakar.
That's it. Sot Chaloi. Just reread the text. Let's read it inside. That's how the Rabbeinu Chananel reads it. Yeah. Answers the Gemara, rejects the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Loi. Loi metan aleph. No. No. Dekuli alma lesle de Rab Ovin omar Rabbi Elah. Everybody disagrees with Rabbi Ovin in the name of Rabbi Elah. Everybody disagrees. That a klal pratu klal with an asay and a lotase is available as a klal pratu klal. Is manda omar loke shaper dummy. The one who holds that you get malchus, no problem. After all, you rejected Rav Ovin. Once you reject Rav Ovin, it's available as a klal prat to klal, and we will be marbe in the prat, ke'ein a prat. Uman da omar eino loke, omar lacha he'll say, michte, zmira bechlau zriya. Pruning is really essentially planting. Because why do you prune the tree? Why? To make it grow. Ubitsira bechlal kitsira. And the word botzer, as it applies to what? In vain is irechalos, is essentially kitsira. Lamai hilchus v'kasvinu rachmana. Why did the Torah bother what? Stipulating two different expressions which actually represent the very same thing. Lameimar to teach you. The Ahani told those who the Mechayev, I told the Achrino lo Mechayev, that you're only Chayev for that which the Torah writes, nothing else. Did the Torah write Harisha in this text? Did the Torah write Harisha in this text?
No.
Therefore, you don't get malchus on anything other than it is in this particular text.
What's the purpose of saying that it's a cloud, not a cloud?
What?
So what's the purpose of...
He's saying...
We say Kulyama does not agree with Rabbi Loi.
Right.
So that means that they do learn the cloud.
They have to find another reason not to include Harisha.
No, if you want it. If another reason to include not to include Harisha. If you hold a cloud, Pratu cloud. So if it's not available, if it is available for you, because I reject Rabbi Law, I could have included Harisha.
Right.
Why don't I include Harisha to get Malas? Because there's something else teaching me not to use the Klal Prat Klal.
So for what purpose is there a Klal Prat Klal?
It's not to be used. It's not to be darshan. Why did HaKadosh Baruch? I don't know. But it's not available for drash because something else is teaching me not to darshan. Not to that. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu write it that way? We have lots of questions why HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes his Torah that way. I'm learning Sanhedrin now in school. So we come across the sugya called Eruv Parshios. Eruv Parshios. It's one of the most bizarre halachos around. Bizarre. It's operating on a premise that a phrase that appears in the context of one halacha has nothing to do with that halacha whatsoever. Doesn't exist. It has nothing to do with it. So it is to be applied to something which is written 10 psukim later. 10 psukim later. So you isolate a phrase written in Pasuk Zion, because that phrase has nothing to do with the text in the content of Pasuk Zion. And you apply it to something written in Pasuk Chafes. And now you apply the two and say, oh, I have a halacha which tells me something about Pasuk Chafes. So whenever I take Sanhedrin, I say, that's one of the things, many things I'm going to ask the Rabbi Nishoi. If you believe, okay, some say, ain't Eruv Parshas Ksiv Kan. It's absurd. It's absurd. But then you have a question: what's that phrase doing there? If halach, it doesn't shed any light on the topic. Okay, that's a good kasha too. But if you hold eruv parshas, you have to ask the rabbani shalom: why are you communicating a halacha to me in this particular unit in pasuk Zion that has nothing to do with the unit, and it only applies to something later on in kesef tal damir about loans? Why would you write something like this? Rabbi Nishon, don't you want us to understand what the Torah is saying? Eruv Parshas Ksiv Kan. So if you ask, why did the Torah... That's a good kasha, but Eruv Parshas is a bigger kasha. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu write that? I have no idea. Don't know. And no one has told us any reason. I don't know. Don't know. Let's continue. Now the Gemara is going to go through the repeat of last week. Says the Gemara, V'loi! You mean to tell me you're only going to get Malkus on what? That which the text itself identifies. V'hotanya, Sotcha lo Sizra v'karmacha lo Sizmar, Ein li ela Zerua v'zimur, Minayin le'idur ula kishkush ula kisuach. Okay, what's the translation? What are those things? What are those three things? Marvin, you're our man. Read it.
Hoeing and weeding.
Making a furrow around the...
What is it? Who? What?
Hoeing.
Sowing.
And pruning.
Okay.
Okay. Whatever it is.
Weeding.
Excellent. Weeding. Talmud Loimar, Talmud Loimar, Sot Choloi, Karma Cholo, Lo Kol Melacha Shebesotcha, do not engage in any activity in the field, V'lo Kol Melacha Shebekarmacha. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, Rabotai. If you don't know the answer to this question, the shir is over. That means you did no Chazara from last week. None. Why do I have a right to interpret it in such a fashion? When the pasuk reads Sotcha lo tizra, how do I have a right to put a psik Sotcha loy?
supposed to have the verb first before.
Correct. You saved the share. Because the Torah reverses in the asay versus the lotaseh. What do you normally write? What does the Torah say?
The verb.
Lo tizra. What? Normally it says what? Sodcha. Lo tizra. Lo tizra. Lo tizra sodcha. And the next time you write sodcha lo tizra. So why do you switch the verb and the subject? Why do you switch it around? Must be to tell you read it funny. Good. That's exactly what all the Rishonim said that. Continues the Gemara. Uminayin she'ein mekarsamin ve'ein mizradin ve'ein mefaskin be'ilon. What does that mean? Hoing and ding. What does that mean? What are those things? That's where we have the art scroll, please.
Trim the dry branches.
Excellent. What else? And the third one?
Support it.
Excellent. Talmud Loimar, Sod Choloi, Karma Choloi. Kol Melacha Shebe Sod Choloi, Kol Melacha Shebe Karma Choloi. Karma Choloi.
Aren't we getting off topic here?
Yeah, a little.
We've been talking about Malkus in terms of, not in terms of Iser.
I understand.
Now we're talking about Iser. No one's denying that all these things are Iser. The question was, do you get Malkus for it? No one's ever going to say you could do Karisha. So what are we talking about here?
So now that you get Malkus for these things too.
Now we're saying Malkus? We didn't say that last time.
That was because last time the discussion wasn't Malkus. The discussion whether it's prohibited.
So now this is all Malkus now.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm going to include under the word Sod Chaloi, not just that you're not allowed to Lo Tizra, but Sod Chalo to Farsabit. Lo to Aki, Lo to Dit, Lo to.
This is how I'm extending the Prat.
I don't need the prat.
This is a different limud.
Different limud. Completely different limud.
To extend the standard law.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
Ask the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Yachol lo yikashkesh tachas hazesim. This is the same thing. V'lo yader tachas hagefanim. V'lo yimalei nikaim mayim. V'lo yase ugios legefanim. What are those things? We have those exact same things. How do I know that I'm allowed to? What?
Now, hoe under the olive tree.
Good, yeah.
And hoe under the grapevine.
Good, excellent.
Fill the cavities on the trees with water.
Excellent.
And make ditches around the roots of the
tree. Excellent. How do I know? Talmud Leimar, Sotchalo Sizra, Zriya Bechlal Haysa, Voloma Yatzas, Lahakishele, Loimelecha, Mazriya Miuchedes Avoda Shebesada Ushebekerem, Afkol Shehi Avoda Shebesada Ubishikere. You need something which you do both to a vineyard and to what? To a field. Good. I have no idea what I'm talking about because I don't know what these things are. Very nice. Very nice. Those of you who remember when Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's son, gave shir, if you ever tried to pull this off in his shir by not knowing what the... he would throw you out in 20 seconds. In 20 seconds. No tolerance for any... What do you mean? He used to learn Ketzer Mevarchin a lot. So the Gemara would quote these odd plants as to what bracha. So most guys knew shir, it doesn't make a difference. It's a plant! And Rashi would quote a Tosefta. If you didn't read the three versions of the Tosefta, you're unprepared, out, and then that's it. We'd stop the shir. If they threw out most of the guys, the shir would be over. He actually tried that once in Lincoln Square Synagogue. Rabbi Riskin got him to give his shir, and he did the same thing in Lincoln Square. He was told the people, he says, you leave. Rabbi Riskin at the bench says, this is adult education. People are paying for this. You can't just throw them out because they're not prepared.
Paying for yeshiva too.
Yeah,
I'm not in smicha.
I know, smicha. Smicha, you don't pay. Right. So anyhow, but I'm not Chaim Soloveitchik.
So these are all things now proving that all these things get Malkus.
Correct. Answers to Gemara, no. Midrabanan ukru asmachta balma. This whole drash is only in asmachta, and therefore they're only asurat midrabanan. As a result, of course, you don't get any malchus. End of discussion. That's exactly what the Gemara answered last week. when we threw in the towel and said that this whole limud doesn't prohibit those activities, mid-oraisa. Exactly. It's a repetition. Here it's in terms of the application of Malkus. In previous sugya, the first half of the Amud, it's to determine whether they are melachos, which are prohibited during the Shemitah year or not.
Okay, so I apologize for being slow.
So the
Mahalak of the Gemara is we say there are two opinions. One says loga, one says ain't a loga.
Correct.
We try to give. They hold like Rabbi Lala. They both don't hold like him.
Correct.
And one guy's good. And now we have a problem with the other guy.
Right.
And we now give for that other guy. We give all this brisa, and now we reject the brisa. So what does that guy say? The one who says ain't a loka.
He says this is a legitimate drush. Therefore, you give malchus.
It's illegitimate.
A legitimate drush.
No, and but the other guy who gets loka is already good. It's a klal about a klal. He's good,
right? This is analoka. It's midrabanan. That's it.
Right. It's only midrabanan.
Oh, so they ask this on that person.
Yes.
He rejects it, saying it's all derabanan.
That's it.
Okay.
So and he has nothing left available to darshan it.
And therefore, it's analoka.
Correct.
Okay.
But now the sugya is going to get interesting.
Of course.
Yes.
What's the ownership of violating?
You know, I didn't know that.
Nothing.
I didn't follow that.
No violation. There is no punishment in Beis Din Shel Mata for having violated a mitzvah saseh. Either not to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh, or to violate an isur saseh. This is an isur saseh. There is never a punishment in Beis Din, only a lav. Generates a Kodesh Baruch Hu's got his cheshbonot. But in Beis Din, you need a lav in order to punish. Yes.
So the one who says you get malchus, what's the azhara for this?
So that is a general rule, which is difficult many times, but the general rule is no lav in the Torah for which there is a punishment. Do you ever get the punishment unless it's written the second time in the Torah to generate the Asara? Every single time. And there are many sugyas throughout Shas which scratch their head and try to find where is the second time that it's written, and they'll try to emphasize it. But that's the principle which the Gemara operates on. There's this azhara minayin, and you'll quote that pasuk. Sometimes it's difficult to find, and you really have to scratch your head. But the principle is that it's written twice. Okay, so Shemitah happens to be written on more than one occasion, so it's not impossible to find something. Not impossible.
Does that mean you have to be warned ahead of time or not?
No, you always have to be warned ahead of time. That's a different halacha.
It's a warning.
Right. It's a warning that the Torah gives you. But every single time before you get malchus, the witnesses have to tell you, listen, buddy, Harry, this activity is asur midoraisa, and the punishment is this, X, Y, and Z. If they don't do that, you can claim, I didn't know, you're a shogeg, and you don't get punished in Beis Din. Let's continue a second, because now the Gemara really gets interesting. Ki asa Ravdimi. When Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said, Yochol yiloke al hatosefes. Perhaps you should get Malchus on Tosefes. V'nasiv la Talmuda leptura. And they quoted a pasuk to say that you don't. V'lo yodana my Talmud or my Tosefes. And I have no idea what they were talking about. Tosefes what? What Tosefes? What were they talking about Tosefes? I have no idea. And I have no idea what pasuk they quoted. Okay. That's a nice piece of information that he brought back from Eretz Yisrael. And he really heard that accurately. So now, what's going to happen is there's going to be a debate between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan as to what exactly he heard and what exactly was rejected. Rabbi Elazar Omar Charisha. Rabbi Elazar understood that the Tosefes that he was talking about was Tosefet Milachot. Tosefet Melachot. That we know for a fact that the Torah text tells you to get what? Did you get Malchus on Lo Sizra and Lo Siktzor? he heard that there is a possibility that you should get Malkus on Harisha as well. V'hachi kamar yachal yilake al Harisha da'asya miklalu pratu klal v'nasiv la Talmuda liptura. And so how would I come to the conclusion that you should get Malkus for Harisha? How you'd come to that conclusion? Based on acknowledging the use of what? The Klal Pratu Klal. V'nasav la Talmuda liptura. And now we came up with a drash to what? To tell me that what? That you're potter, you don't get Malkus. Why? The imkain hani prati lomali. As the Gemara said previously, if the halacha is that you get Malkus for every meleches adama, why does the Torah have to stipulate Zoreya and what? And Katsira? Just right. Lo tase what? Adama. Lo tase melecha ba adama. Don't do anything. And you get Malkus for everything. Since the Torah decided to enumerate these two, it's only these two and nothing else. That's what Rabbi Lazar understood, Rav Dimi heard in Eretz Yisrael. Namely, Yochol, perhaps that there is what? An opportunity to claim that you get Malkus for Harisha, based on the Klal Pratu Klal, because we will have rejected Rav Ovi, the name of Rabbi Law, but we don't give Malkus because of an additional consideration. Because of the consideration, had this been the case, the Torah could have said something without a klal pratu klal. Just give one klal and say that you get Malkus for it, and that's it.
Can we ask that question every single klal?
You probably could.
Okay.
The Rabbi Yochanan Omar. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. He said, you misunderstood entirely what the question was. We are not going to rehash Yochol Yilokeh al Tosefes, Tosefes Malach of Harisha. We just spent the whole amud going through that and rejecting it. What does this mean? Yochol Yilokeh al Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. Perhaps you should get Malkus for Toisvis Shemitah. There is a halacha, a mitzvah asay, that you're supposed to start the Shemitah year, the 12th month of the 6th year. Rosh Chodesh Elul of the 6th year starts the Shemitah year. Perhaps, whatever malachos are prohibited during the 7th year, not only do you get malchus for what? For doing it on in the seventh year now Tavshin Ayin Hey, but if you did any malacha in the month of Elul of Tavshin Ayin Dalid, you should get Malkus as well. That was his question. De Asya Mibicharish Ubekotzir Tishbos, where we learn it out. Where do we learn out that there is a mitzvah of Tosefes from? Where do we learn out there's a mitzvah tasa? From the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, which says, Bechotzir ubachotzir tishbos. You should stay away from what? Harisha and Kitzira. Asks the Gemara. Not here, in Rosh Hashanah. Why does the Torah have to say you should stop not engaging Kitzira? As a positive statement. It already says in Parshas Bahar you're not allowed to cut it. I have a lav already. What do I need a mitzvah say to tell me not to engage in ketzira during the Shemitah year? Says the Gemara, it's to teach you Tosefa Shemitah. Tosefa Shemitah. Okay? So, that's the question on the hand. Perhaps you should get Malkus for Tosefes Shemitah. Okay? Now we're going to see how to interpret this particular question of the Gemara. And this is a machloikus fundamental machloikis between the Ritva and Tosfos. Rabotai, I want you to ask Tosfos and the Ritva's question. What I just gave you the source of the mitzvah of Tosefos. How do I know that you're not allowed to work your field during Chodesh El of Tavshin Ayin Dal? How do I know? What? Is that a lav or an asay? What are you talking about getting malchus? How's there a possibility you get malchus? So what's the big rabbi? That's the kasha that he brought back from Eretz Yisrael? Did you get malchus for violating Becharisha Bekatsu Tishbos? So take a look at the Ritva. Take a look at the sheet. It's page number 2. We're starting with the Ritva, because he's the Pashtus. Take a look at the Ritva. Asks the Ritva, V'Rab Yoichanam Yochal Yikar Ato Sefeshu, the Asyo Mi Bechor Shebekatsu, Ki Rabbi Akiva Glutama. V'im Toi Marachol Efreg Yen Akash Heich Lokin Alasei. How could you possibly even make a suggestion that you get Malkus for violating an Asei? Lekach pirish Rashi zal yiloke makas mardus derabanan ad shetetzei nafsho dumya de omrulo asei sukkah ve eno osa sukkah. Says the Ritva, what is the Gemara's hava amina that you should get malchus mederabanan? Why? Because on an asei you can always get malchus. Because if Beis Din tells you to build a sukkah and you say, I'm not building a sukkah, they can hit you ad shetetzei nafsha. It's worse to be chayav malchus midrabanan than on a doraisa level. Because a doraisa level is a limit of 39. Arba yakenu velo yosif.
Makamah's only 13, right?
Makamah says 900 if they need. As well, ad shetetzei nafshecha. If you're a strong guy and they hit you 39, you still don't want to build a sukkah, hit you another 10. Okay. Until you say, I'm going to build that sukkah. So the Ritva caves in and says what? That the kasha of the Gemara is not a serious one. You should get malchus on the Doraisa. It means midrabana. Kacha lo meha tosafo. Ha-Ritva.
Where does Rashi say that?
It doesn't say that here. That's why he says on the note.
Lifnei Lesa, Lifnei Lisa?
Right. Where it means that? In our thing, Lesa. We don't have such a Rashi. Rashi in the front of Lesa. He had a text where Rashi said it.
Okay. Isn't this Pasuk talking about Shabbos?
No. There is a debate about that. The Gemara here, Rabbi Akiva says it's not talking about Shabbos, Shemitah. It's talking about Shemitah. There is a debate that the Gemara is later going to say that this Pasuk is up, this whole discussion is operated according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Pesukim are talking about Shemitah and not Shabbos. It's a good point.
How does Tosefos work by Yom Kippurim? Isn't that also mitzvah saseh?
Correct.
And don't you get punished for that extra time also?
You don't.
You don't.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because how do I know that you're supposed to...
Meshvi, metishvi...
But here it says, ve'inisim es nafsho seichem. And that is...
Aseh.
That's an aseh. Ve'inisim es nafsho seichem. Right? You don't get malchus for, you don't give kares or malchus for people who eat after they were mekabel tosefes shmita.
There's no concept of the tosefes idea once it's instituted, then you have all the pratim of a regular shmita. Why do you need a separate, once you accept that you can do tosefes,
right?
What do I need another, why is it so difficult to understand why I would get punished for any of the lavim that are associated with that period of time that I accepted upon myself?
Because it's a separate assay that mandates that Tosefes. The lav itself only says Ubashana Hashvis. Shabbason Lavats. Pasuk says Shana Hashvis.
So when I voluntarily accept Shabbos earlier, that's not operating the same way?
It is. And you don't get punished. If you are Mekabel Shabbos early and you do Malacha, you don't get Maskila. Because the Pasuk says, when do you get Ubayom Hashvi? You know, Lo Tasa Kamalacha. That's what the Ritva says. However, now take a look at Tosfos. And Tosfos here establishes a principle that I've spoken about many times about the power of Tosefes. The power of Tosefes. Yeah?
Just a general question. It's something in the Rabbanan that didn't tell you something, then becomes Dr. Sun.
Yeah, that is true. That's a question which the Ramban asks that on the Ramban. That if you consider that what? Lotzasur is a real lot that applies to every Durabbanan, so every single Durabbanan is in effect covered by a Dindoraisin. It's one of the earliest Hasadot of the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot. You'll look at it, it'll keep you busy for a month. It's one of the longest Hasadot.
So that's why I asked it in a show.
Yeah. So take a look at Taisvis, B'dibar HaMaskel, Yochol Yilake Al Tosir Shal Rosh Hashanah. V'yim Taima Frek Taisvis, Malkus Min Olam. How could you possibly discuss the possibility of Malkus? There is no lav mandating Tosefes, only in Asay. Becha Rishu Bakatsir Tishpos. Ika Lameimar answers Tosefes, the mi Becha Rishu Bakatsir Mafkinan, the Tsarif Tosefes. Kilomar Shahashviis Mascheles Mishona Hashishis. What does Shemitah, what does Tosefes do? What does Tosefes do? It tells you that the seventh year has 13 months. So once the seventh month has 13 months, the first month of the seventh year is what? Is Rosh Chodesh Elul. So now, whenever you do melacha on the field during the month of Elul, it's already Bashona Hashviyas. Because Tosefes simply tells me, not that there is a separate independent mitzvah of Tosefes. What does Tosefes do? It extends the other year. That's a famous principle of Tosefes, and has become the kernel of a debate for 6,000 other machloikas. 6,000 other machloikas. Whether or not this principle stated by Tosis is accurate or not. We will see a half a dozen of them right now. Please go to page 3.
Did you need to say the whole month of Elul, or just
the whole month of Elul?
Where did we get the whole month of Elul?
Because that's what the mitzvah of Tosefes is, the month of Elul.
Where did...
The Gemara will say it later.
Oh, we didn't. Okay.
So you go to page 3. Famous Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim. The Mishnah says, Arvei Pesachim samuch lamincha lo yoichal adam ad shetechshach. You're not permitted to eat on Erev Pesach samuch lamincha until it gets dark. Take a look at the Tosis. It's bracketed ad shetechshach. On the right hand side of the page. Makshinon Veltfrek Dakasha. Just go and see the lane. Ask him. Develt. That's my rabbi used to say. Develt? Those are develt. The Taina Velt. Those are develt. Those are develt. The Taina Velt. Makshinon Veltfrek Dakasha. Makshin Oil. The Maram Oil. Mak the Veltfrek Dakasha. Amayit Strich Achitevshach. Pshita. Why does the Mishnah have to say that you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach until it gets dark? Well, of course you can't eat until it gets dark. The Ode, the Bigamara Gabi Shabbos is the Yom Tovim Lo Katani. That in relationship to the fact that you're not supposed to eat every Erev Shabbos Samach Lamincha, the Braisa does not say Ad Shetechshach. Because it's understood that what? That when the Shabbos starts, when it gets dark. Tosis gives two answers. I'm not going to read it inside. Listen to the two answers which Tosis gives. Tosis gives two answers and says, no. Every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to start your meal early. You can start your meal early. Except for Pesach at night. Why can't you start your meal Pesach at night? Because the Torah explicitly states, "Ve'achlu et habasar Balailo hazeh tzli eish umatzot al merorim yochlu.
Is the question here that the Tosefet, when you have the Tosefet Shabbos, is the question when the chaleis of the Shabbos?
That's exactly the debate. The two answers are Tosefet.
And this is also for our by our
That's you'll see. Yes. So now, says Tosefet, every Erev Shabbos you're allowed to start your meal early. Only Pesach at night you can't, because it says balayla hazeh. Hence, the Mishnah has to say, "Arvei Pesachim Samach Lo Mincha Lo Yoichal Adam Ad Shetek Shach." But on a regular Yom, you want to daven Maariv early, you can bring in the Kedushas Hayyim of Shabbos and start your. We all do that. That's what the 7 o'clock minyan during the summer is based on. The second answer of Tosfos says no. No Erev Shabbos, no Erev Yontov can you ever start your meal early. You can never start it early. So if that's the case, why does the Mishnah have to say Achitachshach by Pesach? Answers Tosfos, the second answer. I could have thought that Erev Pesach is the only Yom Tov when you're allowed to start your meal early. Why? Because you brought the Korban Pesach. When are you allowed to eat every single korban that has to be starting when? From the time you shecht it. And that's always during the day. You never shecht the korban at night. So since you bring the korban Pesach Bein Harbayim, I could have had a hava amina that you should start eating the korban Pesach miyad. Therefore the Mishnah has to say, Achitasha, don't wait, don't eat it right away, wait until it gets dark. What are the two answers? Whenever there are two answers of Tosfos, you have to identify the kernel of the machlokes. One answer is, the first answer is, that every single Shabbos and every single Yom Tov, when we are mekabel Shabbos early, you create the Kedushas Hayoim of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, you can start your meal. The meal is part of the Kedushas Hayoim. The second answer believes no. Kabbalah, Shabbos and Yom Tov is only creates an Isa Malacha. That's all it does. When you're a Mekabal Shabbos, you just can't do Malacha. But you haven't created Shabbos yet. You haven't created Yom Tov yet.
You don't have a positive.
Correct. There's no positive expression. As a result, you cannot start eating every Friday night until it gets dark. Every Yom Tov night until it gets dark. Those are the two answers of Tosfos.
Is eating make kiddush and amotzi?
No, can't do anything. Kiddush has to be at the time when you eat your meal.
Right.
Correct. Here is the Netziv's case that illustrates it, crystallizes. A question to the Netziv. Somebody died a half hour before Pesach. A woman got a telegram. Her father died that morning. Telegram. A half hour before she lit candles. She lit candles a half hour before Shkia Sachan. She was Mekabel Pesach early. Now comes the telegram, your father died. She took off her shoes and sat on the floor for a half hour. Does she have to sit shiva after Yontov or not? So the Netziv says it depends on these two answers, two days and Tosfos. If Tosefos, when she is Madlik Neiros, she is Mekabel Yontov early. If Kabbalas Yontov is only Isur Malacha, that's it. But you can't create the Kedushas Hayom of Pesach. So the mitzvah of Simcha has not yet begun. If the mitzvah of Simcha, the Shiva is a Shiva. And now Yontov comes as Mevatel the Shiva, that's it. But if you say when you are Mekabel Yom Tov early, you create the Kedushas Hayoim of Yom Tov as well, so what else was triggered the moment she lit candles a half hour before Shkir? The Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Once the Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov is here, Avelus can't get started. If Avelus can't get started, she'll have to sit a full Shiva after Yom Tov. The Netziv ruled in accordance with the first answer of Tosfos, that's how we pass it. We believe that you can create the Kedushas Hayoim of what? Of what? Of a Yom Tov by being Mekabel Shabbos early. We believe that. Hence, he told her, sorry, lady, you have to sit a full Shiva after Yom Tov.
How does he know that?
What?
How does it, based on
impossible.
Just put Chazi Mamet, you dominate at the 7 o'clock minion? Go. So did the Siv. He didn't know the Mitzvah. Case number three. Flip the page. Page number four. All of Klal, I shouldn't say all. The majority of Klal Yisrael is noheg like the Taz, Shavuos at night, not the Daven Ma'ariv early, Shavuos night. The majority of Klal Yisrael waits first night. B'nai Yishon is an exception to the rule, we know that. But, and the Rav also agreed with B'nai Yishon. The Rav said, where did the Taz come up with this big Chiddush overriding Tosfos Yontif? But anyhow, the Taz said, if you look at the Taz, he says, Me'achrin, what does he say? You delay davening Ma'ariv the first night of Shavuos.
Well, the corners.
Okay, trust me, that's what it says. Me'achmen.
Tamimos.
Okay, but because of Tamimos. Most people never heard that before the Taz. What does he say? So everybody says, you can be Mekabel Shavuos as early as you'd like after Plaga Mincha. But the 49th day is going to end when the 49th day is scheduled to end. You can't change that. The Taz takes the Chiddush of Tyson and goes one step further. Not only by davening Ma'ariv will you what? Create the Kedushas Hayom of Shavuos early, you will terminate the 49th day of the Omer.
It will not be Tmimos.
And it's a lacking of Tmimos. Because when you daven Ma'ariv an hour before sunset, you cut off the 49th day of Omer only had 23 hours. And the Torah says Tmimos. Therefore, you can't daven Ma'ariv early. The Marshal said, where'd you get that business from? That's ridiculous. You can't change the calendaric date. The exact same machlokes was in the reverse, Shmini Atzeres night, page number 5.
Going back to the Taz.
Yeah.
So when regular Friday night during the Omer, you down Ma'ariv.
It's an excellent question. You will eventually. You don't. His definition to Mimos is you don't have to have it every night.
No, but does that mean you can't go to the Taz? Can you count the Omer way before Shkia because you're ready?
Yes. After Plaga Mincha, Tosfos agrees with him. Tosfos and Menachos. Samach Vava. So you can count. You can count the Omer after Plaga Mincha. We not we do it after Shkia all the time.
Right, after Shkia, but not if.
Okay, but Tosfos says you can go as far as Plaga Mincha, 100%. Now, next case. Here is the case. Somebody is davening Ma'ariv early on Shmini Atzeres night. Being Mekabel Shmini Atzeres. Said the Marshal, you can daven Ma'ariv early, but you can't start eating your meal Leil Shmini Atzeres until after it's dark. Why? Because if you're going to start eating your meal, it's still Hashanah Rabbah. Where are you going to have to eat that meal? In the sukkah. And you're going to have to make a bracha Leishay Basuka. And you said in the kiddush as Yom Shmini Atzeres Hachagas, that's a tarta d'sasra. You can't say it's Leishay Basuka and say that it's Yom Shmini Atzeres Hachagas. Hence, in order to avoid the issue, you have to wait, said the Marshal, until it says HaKachavim to eat.
The Taz wants to know why he's imposing the fast.
That's it. That's the expression. Says the Taz. How he remembers this year. Why did the Marshal declare a fast day on Shmini Atzeres? That was the Taz's decision. Of course you can start eating right away. Where will you eat that meal?
In your house.
Why? Because as soon as you daven Ma'ariv, what happened? Sukkos is over. Shmini Atzeres is here. And Shmini Atzeres, you don't have to eat the sukkah. Hence, says the Taz, what you did was, you changed the calendaric date. It's no longer the 21st day of the month of Tishrei. It's already the 22nd. By Davening Marav. By Davening Marav. So this same principle is, if you go back to our Tosfos, that's exactly what Tosfos is saying.
Shana Shishis start.
Exactly. When you start the Shana Shishis, it's not that you're not allowed to do Malacha during Shana Shishis. Shana Shvi'is starts with Rosh Chodesh Elul. So once you do Malacha on the field, Rosh Chodesh Elul, you get Malkus. Because why? That's the Gemara's good. Yachal Yilaka al Tosefes. I, Tosefes, is built in from Bechor Shabbat. Now, Bechor Shabbat Katzit Ishmos just tells me that the Shemitah year should start a month early. But once it starts a month early, what happens? It became the Shana HaShvi'ah. Therefore, you can get Malkus during Chodesh Elul for doing Meleches Adama.
So I wanted to say, you answered Moshe before that, that does not apply to Tosfos Shabbos. I wanted to say the same thing, that if you do Malacha, if you make Shabbos early...
According, so if the Gemara's conclusion would have been that you get Malkus for Tosefa Shemitah, we would say the same thing here. The Gemara's going to reject it. Yochol Yilakeh. The Gemara will come up. Exactly.
But the Gemara gets it for a different reason.
What?
The Gemara gets it for a different reason. What about Shabbos? Why don't you get Malkus?
Because the Pasuk always says, Be'etzem Ayoyim Azeh. By Yom Kippur, it says, it's got to be on that day, the 10th. We learn out from Yom Kippur to everything else. Because Yom Kippur is the only source where Tosefos is black and blue, based Medina the Gemara. Based on that pasuk of Basisha Lachodesh Ba'erev. According to the Rambam, no such thing as Tosefos Shabbos. Doesn't exist. Never heard of it. Never heard of Tosefos Shabbos, says the Rambam. Only by Yom Kippur, and only in relationship to Inui, nothing else.
But if we change the calendaric day, it is Bet Mayom Hazeh.
But you don't. But that's going to one step further of the Taz. That Tosfos never said that.
Right, but I think according to the Taz, you would get Malkus.
According to Tosfos,
punishment of the Taz.
That's correct. Yes. Yes.
You gave the Dvar Halacha of the Reb Chaim about eating the Hekesh, eating the Sukkah at night.
Right.
Does this revolve around this point at all also?
No. There was the Hekesh that it had to be Balayla.
Okay, but if you learn that wouldn't this revolve a little bit around this point also? Because if you believe, let's say, like the opinion that it's only Mitzvah Malacha, so you definitely can't eat early.
Correct. Then there's nothing to discuss.
Right.
The whole thing is predicated upon the fact that Tosefos generates Kedushas Hayayim. Now the question is, does it have to be Balaylo at night? So if you learn the Hekesh, just as Matzah has to be Ba'erev, so to Achilas, that was the whole thing. If you believe that it doesn't create Tosefos, there's nothing to talk about. You have to wait until nightfall for every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, without fail. So this principle that we see, the Machloikas between Tosis and the Ritva, has dozens of applications in other areas of halacha. We'll stop here and continue next of us.